Give me an S. Give me a P. Give me an O. I'm not going to do all that. You're listening to Sports Talk. It's Jimmy. What's up and welcome to Sports Talk with Jimmy here on this fine Friday morning. I, of course, am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the best sports news and stories here on the best sports show on KGNU. Now, I'm not from Colorado, and I've gotten to know Colorado pretty well in my 3 years up here. And if I know Coloradans, I know two things. You guys love your dogs, and you love your gambling. See, I know your head popped up just now because I said the word dogs. Y'all hike with the things, y'all travel with them, y'all go take those little puppers everywhere. And don't get me wrong, I understand. They're cute, they're cuddly. But something you will no longer be doing with the dogs is gambling on them, because as of a week ago, gambling on dog races has been banned from the state of Colorado. Now, actually, greyhound dog racing, the primary kind of racing against dogs, hasn't taken place in Colorado soil since 2008. It was actually outlawed in the state in 2014. The law that recently passed actually bans betting on it, period. Even races that take place outside of Colorado in other states and countries. Christine Dorchak is the president of Grey2K USA Worldwide, a nonprofit working to end greyhound racing, and she said the bill marks a victory for everyone in the state who cares about greyhounds. Now, what I said earlier about Coloradans really loving their dogs and gambling, apparently they really love to combine those things too, because Colorado was the fifth highest state in the nation last year when it came to betting on greyhound racing. Over $22.3 million worth of wagers went to the event in 2022 alone, according to the Denver Post. When it came to betting on these events, it's kind of slim pickings when it comes to races. There are only two greyhound tracks left in the United States, according to Grey2K. And both of those tracks are in West Virginia, but apparently, one of the larger spaces these races take place in has been Mexico and the United Kingdom. And now it is all no more here in the Centennial State. Now, if you look at the basis behind this, protecting animals from cruelty, you gotta predict what's coming next, right? Horse racing has received a lot of criticism in the recent years for the cruel treatment of the horses and the dangerous nature of the sport, and it is definitely a more traditional and socially accepted sport here in the United States, but the attention dog racing has been getting in the last few years really makes you wonder what the ethics lie in on this. It was even mentioned in a Denver Post article that those who participate in horse racing are getting a little nervous that their sport might be in danger. Oh, and by the way, the Nuggets are also leading the NBA Finals 2-1, and they play again tonight at 6:30. And that is just about all the time we got for you here today, here on Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss. Make sure you tune in at the same time next week for more Sports Talk with Jimmy here on KGNU.